Right. Sorry for that. All right, here we go. So basically, we talked about the idea of that before the sin and after the sin. And so that after the sin, everything became mixed inside. And so that nothing's ever 100% clean. Like there's going to be situations where you do something good, it's going to have something negative mixed in, and the flip side. So v'lachein kishemachnisin ha'adam la'mishpat lefanav yisparach shemo sarach cheshbonat rabim le'ein shira. So when a person comes for judgment in front of Hashem, there's going to be a lot of intricacies to the judgment. Al kol ha'prati pratim shel kol ma'asav v'dibrov machshavosav v'chol prati hanhagosav v'amfei nitiyatam la'an hayunotim. So there's a lot of judgment and all detail in terms of like which way this guy was really holding. So originally man was created very straight, and then after the sin became very complex. Okay. So continuing on here in Parak Shishi. V'nimshach ha'inyan kein. Ad eis matan Torah. She'az paska os hazunam amitocham. So when it came to matan Torah, at that moment before the sin of the golden calf, so there was a correction, and basically all this thing that the negativity, the zuam, or really the I call it more than just negativity, the tuma that was inserted within humanity was extricated. Came from the external, because at that point, Matan Torah was able to take out the zuama that was inserted, and now it becomes back in. So you see this idea that they return back to the state of Adam after the sin. Right? It says at the time that Hashem said to Adam that when you eat from it, you'll die. This wasn't like a punishment. It was rather just a statement of fact. That's not correct. When you eat from it, so now the ra is going to become internalized, and then tikun acher la freedom in chat. So there's no tikun that's going to be able to remove it. The only way that's going to be able to help man get away from the internalized evil that came into his being at the time of the chet of the Eitz Hadas, it's only through death and through the ikol bekever, right? So like the person literally decomposing in the kever. That's the only way to really take out this zuam. Right, so Hashem says that God forbid that man should then take from the Eitz HaChaim and live forever. So why is Hashem negative here? Why won't he let his creation live forever? Who cares? So man will live forever. What's so bad? Amnam rotze lomar shekasher yochal me'etz hachayim v'chay lo'olam. Because if he lives forever, he'll be stuck in a state of not being able to have any corrective, ultimate corrective ability. Because then it will never be able to extricate the ra. He won't be able to see from the light and the goodness. And so therefore, it was for man's benefit that he was kicked out of Gan Eden. So that he can ultimately come to a full tikkun. So it's the ikol bekever that allows, you know, the death and ikol that allows this it's a basically a corrective measure. Mizeu inyan hadalat shemesu be'et yerusham nachash. Right, there were four people that never sinned but still died. Parak b'mev ishosh af shelo hayalehem chet atzmam klal. These people never sinned. Im kolzeh hutzrichu lamisa machmas hataroves harishon shalara. So they needed death because there's still in man you have this mixture. He's mixed with ra. Aydei chet adam harishon me'atzas nachash. So that's something that humanity has to deal with, even when the perfectly, perfect person has never sinned. So, the yimashecha inyan kain ad es ketz hayamin bilal hamavas lanetzach v'gam od yitron shiyit yit ba'er az hara min ha'olam mimitziuto. Right. So only then, at the end of the day, of days, will you have this that the ra will be taken out. Kamosha kasa v'es ruchatuma avir min haaretz. That the ruchatuma will be taken out. So therefore, it's death that became a gift for man to be able to extricate this internalized ra. V'chein ha-mitzos kulan, kishur natulim b'mekor sharoshon ha'elyon. And so mitzos are connected to the upper, to their upper source. B'sidrei pirkei ha-merkava v'shiur ha-koma shel ha'olam ha-skulam, shekol mitzah pratit b'sharasha kolelet ribi revan kochos v'oros b'sidrei ha-shiur koma k'mo shel amar b'zara yitro kol pikudei oraita mit achdan b'malka kadisha ilah minahon b'resha d'malka u'minhon b'gufa u'minhon b'dei malka u'minhon b'riglo v'chulei. So just to read the Hebrew translation, all the mitzvahs of the Torah are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, to the Melech HaKadosh Ha'Alyon. So mehen barosh hamelech shehen so gimel rishonos, mehen beguf shehu atiferet, mehen bidei hamelech shehen hachesed v'agvura, mehen baraglav hanetzach v'hod. So that the idea of that the mitzvahs are connected to Hashem, some in the, you know, it's connected, it will parallel the different elements of the spheros that are corresponding to different parts of the body. Okay? So by inyan yotem avor b'tikunim tikun ayin shamizar truma pikude araita kulahu shiyafin ve'evarin b'raza dila'ela. The mitzvah of the Torah are all parts of the body of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. And so that when you have the mitzvahs coming together, so then they come together as one, right? Because all of the mitzvahs, the inun klalo dechol razin ilan etatan, kulahum pekudin, kulahum kulahu shayfin ve'ibarin le'itchaza v'hu raza de'mehemnusa. Because all the mitzvahs together are a raza de'mehem, they can like hold on to Hashem in a way, right? So, and so then he continues on and says, "Man de lo yishkach v'lo istaka b'rozen de b'kudei raita lo yadu v'lo istaka l'hech nitaknan sheyaf sheifin b'roza ila sheifin de gufo kulhu mitaknan al roza b'kudei raita." So, just again the Hebrew Targum. So the Shem Hashem of Ka, within it has all the Tariq mitzvahs, all the 613 mitzvahs. And that they have within it all of the hidden secrets from above and below. And all the mitzvahs, kulan, prakim, be'ivarim, letikun, komat, hashkina, the mitzvahs themselves have the ability to correct the structure of the shechina. Their oath will hitbonin b'hem tzod emunas Hashem. And to be able to contemplate again the sod of Emunas Hashem. Mish eino mashgiach eino notein leiv v'haskil besodot shel mitzvos haTorah. And a person doesn't spend their time thinking about the secrets of the Torah. I'm sorry, the mitzvos of the Torah. He doesn't know eino yodea ve'eino yachol lehistakel ech mitaknin ha'ivarim besod elyon. He doesn't now have the ability to correct the these spiritual elements. And that all of the body's limbs are based on the secrets of the mitzvos. Okay, so now.
I have a question.
Yep.
So, you seem to jump from death as the tikkun.
Right.
Death of the body as the tikkun to the mitzvos.
Right, because that until there he was in the it was a Haggah, right? So he kind of like got off on this tangent, right? But before that, if you go back, it said "Vizek kol Adam pa Adam shekol koch prati shabo misudar neged olam koch echad prati misod hashir koma shaklal hakochas alamos." So he was saying that man kar has in his ability he corresponds to the upper, to the powers of the upper worlds, before he got into this whole off, you know, the kind of a sidebar of that, you know, of where man was before the chait, and then going into post chait, right? So now he's coming back after the parenthetical of this idea of post chait status of man, to back to where what the significance of the mitzvos are. Yeah, but you're right. So, but that's like you have to, you know. So here he's saying, right. So when a person does God's will, i.e., the mitzvos, right, and he does here. So ma'asos ha'adam ritzon kono yisparach shemo u'mekayim be'ezo eiver v'koch shebo achas mitzvos Hashem. So when a person fulfills one of the mitzvos through one of the parts of his body, Hatikun nogel oso olam, it then fixes, it's able to reach and fix that upper world, koch elyon hamak bilo, which is parallel to it. The takna ol haloto ol hosif or kedusha al kedusha so mechefetz or son elyon yisparach shemo. Right, so he's able to like really elevate the and to bring light, you know, the light and holiness to this place where it's not in his bashmo. Okay, kefi erech v'ofen asiyato, based on the nature of his actions. Lefi rov ha'his takkut v'taros kedushas ma'shavto v'eis asiyas ha'mitzvah. Right, and it would be depend on the quality, let's say, of his action of the mitzvah, which is connected ha'mitzarefes the tova l'maase ha'ikarit. But kefi erech madregas oso ha'olam. So you have this like, you know, he's describing basically the chain reaction, I would say, that occurs. So based on, right, this person, right, so based on the holiness or his actions being done on a very high level, right? So the higher that level in terms of his the purity of his
the kavana.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It is.
Right, so that from there you'll have this extension. Right. And that it will have impact, right, on the upper world and on the person himself as well. Okay, so now, Haggah. So this is why when we say a bracha on a mitzvah, that's where we say this line, so that it says that you've sanctified us with your mitzvahs, you've sanctified us or kiddash tanu b'mitzvosecha. All similar type of idea that the mitzvahs make us holy. So that now when a person has in mind, he comes to him the idea of doing a mitzvah, take if nasa rishuma lamala bin the kor shara shahalyon. It actually right then and there makes a major impact in the upper realms. Umamshich mishamal atzmo or mikif, and now he pulls down from there onto himself this light, this I call it all encompassing light, Kedusha Elyona Chofefet Vesovevet Osa. Right? So you have this Kedusha that's coming down on him and then surrounding him. Vikasa Mefurash. Vihiskadishtem Vihisim Kedoshim. Right? You will become sanctified and you'll be sanctified and you'll be holy. Okay, I remember Zechron Levracha, call him Mekadish Atzma Milamata Mekachin Osa Milamala. So a person who's Mekadish himself below, he has a corresponding act of kedusha that comes on him from above. For Osalom Arshamilamala Nimshach Alo HaKedusha Misharasha Alyon Shalom Mitzvah. So the kedusha that's coming from the roots, the highest roots of really close to Hashem, that when a person does it, it now pulls. It pulls the kedusha down from above that corresponds. So this mitzvah has like a very deep significance in terms of its connectivity to the powers that go all the way up to the highest levels. Kemosha kasa bezarth in Sav, ksiv hiskadishtem hisim kedoshim, man de mekadesh garme mila ra, mekachin le mila ela. Right? If a person's mekadesh from below, then he becomes sanctified from above. Mekachin le mila ela yaos. So if a person right, so he says, the kedushas kono shor alav im hamasa sha'asa adam lamata hu bekedusha azay mit oreret kedusha lamala veba v'shorish v'shor alav miskadesh al yada. Right, so when a person does this type of act, he now awakens the kedusha above, and it comes and it rests on him. Okay, so now with parshas kedoshim b'shaita de barnash achse. Uvda the tata barach mishor nagid v'nafik v'sharya milaveg ruach kadisha ilah. It's the same idea. The same idea that if a person does a mitzvah below, it pulls this kedusha down. V'ahu uvda sharya ale ruach kadisha ruach ilah is this kadasha bay. So he now has the ruach kodesh, this ruach ilah that sanctifies him. Also this kadasha mikashim. Right, so a person who comes to make himself holy, he's positively affected in this way. The parashas Nasa Reish Daf Kof Chav Beis Amar Aleph the Mashich Alei Rucha Kadisha Ila Kama the Ad Amarot Ad Yeare Aleinu Ruach Mimaram Ayin Sham. So this idea that this is coming from above. So the idea is the Hakadusha VeHaor Hamekif. So through this, the kedusha of the surrounding light, who davuk kaviyochol bo yisparach gam bechayev, right? So it becomes, so to speak, like Hashem is connected to him while he's alive. V'zeh shamar kasov atem hadvekim v'Hashem alkeichem gam ba'odchem chayim kolchem ayom. So while you're alive, you're able to attain this level of being connected to Hashem. Davuk really is like attached to Hashem. V'zeh, and this is what it means when you say ha'or mekev, who. Right, so v'zeh ha'or mekev hulo le'izer l'gmor ha'mitzvah, and that's how you also have the assistance of this, like coming now you've like awakened this this power, and it is in a sense is there to assist him as well, right? So v'zeh shamar kasav atem doing fine v'zeh ha'or mekev hulo le'izer l'gmor ha'mitzvah, and that will give him the power to finish the mitzvah. So idea hagmar ha'or mitchazek yoter v'yerim roshah. So as he goes through the process and it gets stronger and stronger until he finishes it up. V'alzeh amar zechronam levracha, and the rabbi said habali tayar mesayinato. So this is what it means, right? A person comes to purify himself; he's assisted. Gam oshecha v'garerat alibo mizeh l'sagel od kama mitzvos, and it also helps for the other mitzvos after this. Because when he does this mitzvah properly, he's elevated to this place of ki'ilu, like he's in Gan Eden. Right, so now he's going to become protected, so to speak. That what you're going to have now, the power of the mitzvah that's going to really power him along and also protect him from falling into the powers of the Yetzirah. The kasher yarisim alav libo be'es asiyas ha-mitzvah. So when a person puts in his heart at the time of the mitzvah And he does the mitzvah. Yavin v'yarkish ben asho shehu mesuvav mulabash ke'es b'ha-kedusha. If a person understands that now he is enclosed with the kedusha, right? Ruach nachon is chadesh b'kirbo. V'zeh shomar kosov eile ha-mitzvahs asher yaseh atom ha-adam v'chay v'hem. B'hem ha-hainu v'toch ha-mamish. Like, literally, will become internalized within him. Shehu mesuvav az b'kedusha sa-mitzvah. So now he's completely surrounded. Umukaf mi'avir de ganeden. So he's like completely... In a good way, protected in a sense from the powers of the positive of Gan Eden. V'chein lehefech chas v'shalom. So too on the flip side is also a play. Be'es avro ala chasu mitzvah Hashem. When a person violates the mitzvahs of Hashem, amru gam kein b'amram zechron levrocha anal kol matame atzmo milamata matame noso milamalo. So a person defiles himself below; he's then matame himself above. Perish gam kein kanal. Shemisharesh oso ha'avon namala bekochas hatumo. So we're at the roots of where he sins, that it's having the power of tumah above. V'ram shichrach mana letzlan ruach hatumah alaf. He's now pulling down this negative energy on himself. V'chofefet alav v'savavta. The same idea. The same way that in the positive, he was surrounded by the positive and the light and all that goodness. Now it's the avos. K'mo shekasuv b'mam parasha sav. The ihu ista'av v'tata it'ar rucha mista'avuta le'ela v'asi v'sharyale u'mista'eve, right? So if a person's metame himself through sin, so then the sin that he did below awakens a ruach tumah from above. And then it comes in the shorah. It rests on him. Okay, so then, right, the parashas kadosh menal. Right, so then v'shaita de'ihu achse ovda l'tata ba'orchad akima k'dein negid nafik v'sharya alohi ruach achara v'sati le lebarnash listarbish. Okay, so that at the time when he through his action that he does below, right, which is not, and if he something that's not a positive thing. So then, what comes out of this is a negative ruach that's coming from the sitra achra, that now pulls a person from the good side to the bad side. The azem rakasav in bam, right? You became tamei hainu betocham mamish, right? Chas v'shalom within the person shu kashur mesubav az b'ruach tumah. So now it becomes completely surrounded, completely engulfed with the ruach tumah. And then the atmosphere of Gehenna is surrounds him while he's still alive in this world. It goes with him. It actually accompanies him, right, to the day of judgment. The avon of my heels surrounds me. Right, so tshuva's great in that things that he did intentionally become now like a zechuyos. Right, it says, as a person, a sinner sins and returns. V'asa mishpat utzaka aleihem hu yichya. L'chora ein haraya mechrechet. D'beravacha tfei yesh lefarish aleihem hu yichya. What does it mean that? So aleihem hu yichya. So what is that going on? So it sounds like it's going kai ala mishpat utzaka shasa achre shuvo. So if you're going to learn it, that what? That when it says Aleim Hu Yichya, it's talking about that the latter part of Asa Mishpat Utzdaka. Havelei Lomar Bahem Hu Yichya. Kamo Shekasu B'chay Bahem. Kamo Shnitbar B'kamar Aleim. Vada D'kay Al Rishato V'Avonosav Kakodnim. Right, so it's talking about his earlier sins. Shaydei tshuvato Right, but when he does tshuva, ba'zivas masav harishonu va'asoto achar kach mishpat etzdaka, heima yizgabra masav harishonu v'hafok gam osam lezuchiyas v'chay olam. So that it has the power now, when he does his tshuva, and he leaves the sin behind, through his mishpat and staka, the judgment, he's now able to take his first original actions and create them or change them into merits. So now if a person does a mitzvah properly with all of its all of its detail, you know, Saf Aleim Hitzdarif Otsem Taharas Kedushas HaMachshava, and attached to that, on top of that, you have the connection of the doing things properly, the proper mindset. Hare Tikin Kol Halamas of his Hasdarim Halyonim. He's now being able to fix all of the upper worlds and all the orders that are involved. V'nase Kulok B'chol Kochoso Ve'Vorav Merkava Lehem. And so now he's made into a conduit to these powers. Umiskadshin mikedushas somehow yonah, and then they become sanctified from above. V'kvod Hashem chofef alav tamid, and Hashem hovers over this all the time. Ayin zar kufnan hey kol hanikra b'shmi v'chvodi brasiv, v'chvodi brasiv daika. Right, so kol hanikra b'shmi, anything that's called with named similar to me, let's call it. Ulechvodi brasiv, and for my honor was created. So the chvodi for my honor brasiv daika specifically v'raza da olifna the high kavod kula iskan le'ela migo tikuna debeit alma kadi nun b'nei nasha zakon v'chasidin yadin le'takna tikune. So ayin shambarech ayin heitev v'ray mehemna v'chule v'zash amir v'sin zechol amvach avos ayin heina merkava. So everything that's called in my name is that it was done, right? L'chvodi brasiv yitzartiv gafa asitiv. That's the pasuk. Now, what does it mean, l'chvodi brasiv specifically? V'sod zeh shal v'chvodi brasiv lamanu v'sodo ki ha'kavod shalamata, that the kavod below, shehu sod ha'kisei ha'kadosh b'sod ha'malchus, so the kavod that is in this realm is coming from the kisei ha'kadosh and the aspect of malchus. Lo nitakenes the mala, that cannot be fixed above. Ela mitoch hatikunim shemitaknin osa b'nei ha'olam. Only by the actions that we do down here to fix these things. Kasher b'nei adam heim tzadikim v'chasidim v'yodim l'takein tikunim. Right. So then, when they do their tikunim, and that's where the correction occurs, and therefore it says. He quotes from the Ramahemna at the end here that go and look at these secrets and the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's kind of like he's describing here like a midah keneged midah. Okay. And that the way that we judge or that we measure others is how we are measured. So now, b'chomak ma'asher askirat shmi, to askirat shmi mi barle, ela bahi mida da askirat shmi, meaning that, what does it mean that God's mentioning his name? It doesn't mean literally that his name, as opposed to something of a mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bahi mida avoy lecha berach ticha. So come and see that so he says here in the Targum, "Ki besodos hastumim shel hanhagos hamidos shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu yesh hanaga shehi ba'os hamida she'oskim ba'o maskirin ota va'alei nemar b'midas adam modei ba'modento va'al ze nemar b'chomakom asher askirat shemi taskirat shemi hayatzarach lam." Why does it say askir and not taskir? Ela haperishu she'ba'os hamida shani maskirat shemi. So the same, again, so that the aspect that you're relating to Hashem is how you're going to be related back to. So that's what he was trying to say here at the beginning, here, that that the kula itkan the ela migo tikuna de bri alma kad inun bnei nasha zakon lechasodin viyadon l'taknu tikune. So that, in a sense, when we do things and act in a certain way, in a good way, it will awaken and we'll get energies from HaKadosh Baruch Hu back that correspond to our actions. And so to v'chein lehefech chas v'shalom. B'fugom echa mi kolchosa v'yivar v'yidei chata so asher chata. If a person sins with some kind of aspect within his powers, gam kein apagam agil lefi shor sho, l'osa ha'olam ha'koch ha'olion ha'mechuvan negdo, b'sidre ha'shir kom v'chav v'yachol, l'harsov l'hachrivo chas v'shomo, l'harido l'fagmo l'hachshich, l'hakten tzichsuach, Oro, v'lehatish, v'lehachlish, l'ma'et koach, taras kedushaso chas v'shom. Right, so when a person does something that's bad, it's going to have a very negative impact, and it's gonna have the impact of making his holiness and his kedusha, right, the kedusha and his tahara, it's going to weaken that. Hakol kafi erech hachet va'afnei hasiyoto, v'kfi erech inyan oso ha'olam v'gavoa midrash. So ki kol ha'olamas shavu mishiuran v'inyan apgav me'akilko, shebatachton hu harisa v'chorban rachmanetzan v'lamala minias ha'or. So when it comes to like whatever destruction the person is doing in the lower worlds through his negative actions, that it what it causes above is a removal or a withholding of the light. What happens in the world of the upper worlds, it's going to cause a degradation or a limiting of the light. And as you go higher and higher, it has less of an impact. That's basically what he's describing here. So as we go higher and higher in terms of the impact it has in the upper worlds, so in the lower realms, it's much more impactful. In the upper realms, in terms of, it does have impact, like we've described, but it does have less of an impact. Which is interesting also on the flip side, like when we talk about like what kind of damage a person could potentially do or not do to his holy soul. So we say that the soul is so lofty that even when a person sins, that the higher realms of the soul are not impacted at all. They're almost like they're immune in a way in the highest levels, which is kind of what he was describing here. V'zehu ha'inyan shekara v'sin zochon l'vracha v'kam mekomas l'vgam ha'avon. Pigam ikunin shalmelech, right? So that we see this idea that it's this in certain places mentioned about the damage, right? Pigam ikunin shalmelech. Begin kach man de pasha be pikude oraita keman de pasha be gufa de malka. So, in a sense, like then now they take this idea of that when a person is sins in the mitzvahs of the Torah, it's as if they're like damaging or doing a sin in the body of the king. And B, that potion B, right, that we sin against God. And B, mamish, right? So that it's like we're sinning mamish, like on like we're sinning directly at God. Voy lechayavaya, the Avrin al Pitgami Raisa Velo Yadin Ma'ai Ka'avdin. And to Ayyvei, to the people who are over on the mitzvahs of the Torah and don't even know what they're doing. But you come tikkun ayin kufchav, ayin kufchav tesbeis, the choman de pasha be vikuda ki ilu pasha be digyon de malka. That anybody that sins on the mitzvahs, right, it's as if they're damaging the king, the image of the king. So now here he's describing this idea that the Shechina, like when we talk about this idea of the stature or the standing of the Shechina, and that we're damaging I would call it the presence of, right? Because you have like the presence. So now, in and that presence is built on on our actions. So it will be in the opposite realm, that when we do these negative actions, it takes away from that presence and stature of, again, of the presence of the Shekhinah, we'll call it, right? Hashem's, you know, presence in the world. And then the Haggai says, "Zeo pashtus inyan hakasav nase adam mizlashen rabim." Right? We see that man is talked about, right? Again, that tricky line when it says, "Let us make man." So, you know, nase is lashen rabim. Rotze lomar shekulam yitnu koach vechelek bebinyano. Everybody will give, or everybody, every all the different beings and forces that existed will now give a piece to help in the building. Shekalom shutaf mikulam. Right, again, it's a description of man being the composite of all. Mekumavur perusha ba'orech b'tikun ezor achadash uberayim mehem navuchule. V'chein kasar v'nuz chayim vital zechron levrach b'sharik hakadusha. V'lekutei Torah parashas kitisa v'chule ayin sham. Okay, so now, so that we see again that this idea that when it's said in the Torah, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu, this Nasa, which is in the plural, because again, all the worlds were called to give and to contribute in a way, a part of themselves into man, into the building of man. Right? And that it's like a relationship of interdependence. Right, that they give and now are dependent on man, and so through man's actions they are very much impacted. Right, then this question: who's Hashem talking to when He says Nasa Adam? Rabbi Yeshua b'Shem Rabbi Levi says, "Bemleches Hashemayim v'aretz nimlach." He was talking to the creation. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar, "Bemase kol yom v'yom nimlach." Right, so that. So what does that mean when he says in the second, if we get the first shita, is that he's talking to creation, and to each aspect of creation. But Rav Shmuel bar Nachmini says, "B'mase kol yom v'yom nimlach," each action of each day, he asked. V'kohadash Rabba says, "Es kol asher es asher kvar asuhu, inksiv kan asahu ela asuhu." Kaviyacha Kadosh Baruch Hu bezdino nimnu al kol eiver ve'eiver mishalcha ma'amidcha al tikuncha. Right, so that as if like Hashem, appointed on each part of the body, and then right, so that. So that each part of creation gave a piece of themselves again back to this idea, and so the imtar marshde rishios hain balakvar nemer hu asecha v'chonecha v'hum mevor. So again, this issue of duality, or you know, that this idea that of Hashem is parts and not one. So that's like, because so the pasuk in Devarim hu asecha is that He made and set you up. So that's bringing us back to the idea of the oneness of Hashem. He did, right? The flip side is that you see this idea of the multiplicity of all the forces that had given, that give of themselves into the formation of man, right? So you see this, you know, so Nase Adam, again, that tricky line that we say, we, you know, like, what is it, what's going on there? Is really, you know, here we have multiple things. One, I told you this idea that of the idea that Hashem is talking to us and saying, "Okay, now what are you going to do with your, you know, with yourself?" Meaning, you are have been tasked to now make something of yourself. So you're going to be a partner in the making of man. So Hashem is talking to man, but here He's saying that it's referring to the whole entire creation, both. The upper worlds and the lower worlds are being summoned to give parts of themselves and to put that into man. So that now man, the composite of all creation, as he goes you know, has the impact on things. But when Hashem is saying Nasa Adam, He's calling to the entire creation.
And those, the way I see it is that those is creating like openings within man in different limbs and different.
Right. So that it corresponds, right? Worlds. So it corresponds, yes, right. For sure, right? So now let me just see one thing here. I picked up a new sefer today. I went looking for the next installment of Daf Yomi, this little Masifta paper back, and then I'm in this store and I see another version of Nefesh HaChaim. I said, okay, let me see. You know, you never know. Like here, I have this one that is Mesilat B'Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. So it has like, you know, footnotes on the bottom. The Targum itself is very much found in this, you know, the basic version has like, actually it's easier to read. I should really use it when we're doing the class because it has the Targum like incorporated into the text. So like you have Aramaic and you have the Hebrew right there. So it probably would be easier to read. But here he has something, Hakdamos Visharim. And so he doesn't address here the specific point. He was actually looking at and talking about when it says that Hein Hein and Merkava, right? That idea that they are the Merkava, the chariot, is the literal translation, but it really means they're the
vehicle.
The vehicle, yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
So, so he says here in the note that quoting the Ramban, the Efshah Shel Haita Kavanasam BeOmer. When it says that the Avos are Hein Hein Amar Kava, it's not limited to just the Avos or David Amalach, but rather every righteous person could be the vehicle of Hashem. Aval Hiskir HaAvos, but specifically mentions the Avos because they attach themselves to these Midos that the world stands on, right? So they really were able to connect to, you know, it's either MS, you know, the three Midos that the world is standing on. So they, because they connected to those Midos, so they're associated with being the vehicle, but the truth is that the old tzaddikim are the vehicle to bring the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah is Shora on them, and so it's not limited to the Avos. So it's a nice idea. He quotes the Shari Oro that says, "Person should know that the beginning of creation, the Shekhinah resided below in this world, and that the pipes, like the flow, let's call it, that they were totally in sync. Everything was running nicely. Comes man and sins and messes the whole thing up, right? And that these pipes, the flow is broken, and that the blessing stopped, and the Shekhinah also went away. Okay, came along Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov." And then they started to now connect things, so to speak. Okay? Right? So they became cosmic
plumbers.
Yeah, they became like they opened things back up.
Yeah.
But it didn't become permanent. He says here, Avalonim Shechal Shechina Beretz Ladirat Kevel Ladiros Arayu. Still was a temporary thing. Uh huh. But that, by the way, it's interesting. I heard this idea that when it says in creation, Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Amayim, is that Hashem hovered, but He was not the opposite of what we just saw here. That there was this element of the Rachefes al Pnei Amayim, and if Mayim is like it's like Hashem is still hovering a little bit. He's not completely, you know, connected. So now, this idea that Hashem, let's say, came and dwelled with Avram, right? So that, in a sense, Avram is bringing Hashem into the space. Okay. And so then what happens is on our side, this is important, is that when it comes to us, the way he described the mitzvos, right, as having these cosmic roots, so that they're connected all the way high and the highest level, so that when a person is able to do them, right, he's actually he's fixing, and in a sense, he becomes a merkava as well, a vehicle to bring the Shekhinah down, right, and that when he does these tikkunim, the fixes are happening above, and it also is allowing for the piping, so to speak, for the flow to be fixed, right, and then you have this idea of bringing this positive flow down to the world. And so that you see that this is a possibility that a human being, a person, can bring the Shekhinah down, because what's interesting is, in this week's parasha, we see this idea that Hashem is Kel Shakai, right? He's the one that said, Amar la'olami die. And what that basically is kind of like, that's really talking about Tzimtzum, right? That idea that Hashem like created a space and pulled back and allowed that space. But here now we're saying the flip side is that the Avos, in a certain sense, this would be a cool idea, is that the Avos are they are operating within the realm of a Kel Shakai. Right, Hashem creates the space. The Avos are coming and pulling that God back into creation, so that pull back only to then have, you know, people come along, the Avos, and become the pull to bring down. It's almost like we see this idea, like we saw in the Ramchal's piece on Tikva, is that he pulls back, but ultimately there's always this great desire for it for the bottom to go up and the up to go down to get back to that connectivity. And so the Avo started this process, and that we as human beings, as Adam, as Bnei Yisrael, can take the mitzvos and now reconnect and bring the Shekhinah and that flow back to its proper place. It's pretty nice. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll stop it here, and